Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're diving into Advanced Micro Devices, better known as AMD, a company that has been making waves in the semiconductor industry with its high-performance processors and GPU. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
AMD has undergone a significant transformation over the past decade, emerging as a strong competitor in the semiconductor space. But from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like optimism bias and confirmation bias influence their decision-making, especially in areas like product development and market positioning?
Optimism bias has played a significant role in AMD's rise, particularly under the leadership of CEO Lisa Su. The company's bold vision and aggressive roadmap for new products, like the Ryzen CPU and Radeon GPU, reflect a strong belief in their ability to outperform competitors like Intel and NVIDIA. This optimism has driven AMD to take calculated risks in product development, pushing the envelope on performance and efficiency. However, this bias can also lead to potential overestimation of market demand or the impact of competitive responses. Confirmation bias comes into play as well AMD.
And this focus on innovation and performance has helped AMD gain significant market share, appealing to both consumers and investors who are looking for growth potential in the tech sector.
Exactly. AMD's commitment to pushing the boundaries of technology appeals to investors who are looking for high growth potential, especially in the competitive semiconductor industry. However, this approach also means they must constantly innovate to stay ahead of the competition and meet high market expectations, which can be challenging.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at AMD. The tech industry has been under increasing pressure to improve DEI, and AMD has made strides in this area. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
AMD's approach to DEI is critical, particularly in an industry that thrives on innovation and creative problem solving. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance AMD corporate culture and drive innovation by bringing diverse perspectives to the table. This diversity is especially important in a highly competitive field like semiconductors, where breakthroughs often come from thinking outside the box. For investors, AMD's commitment to DEI can signal that the company is forward-thinking and socially responsible, which can enhance its reputation and make it more.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when making investment decisions, and for a company like AMD, strong DEI practices can help them attract top talent and foster a culture of innovation, which is crucial for maintaining their competitive edge.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, AMD not only enhances its ability to innovate but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to global markets, AMD operates in a highly competitive global industry with customers and partners around the world. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
AMD global strategy involves a deep understanding of local market dynamics and the ability to tailor its products and marketing strategies to meet specific regional needs. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability helps AMD manage risks associated with global competition and varying consumer preferences. For instance, in markets where price sensitivity is high, AMD may focus on offering cost-effective solutions that deliver strong performance. In other regions, where cutting-edge technology is more valued, AMD might emphasize its latest advancements in high-performance computing.
And this adaptability is crucial for AMD, especially as they face competition from both established players like Intel and NVIDIA, as well as emerging competitors in different regions. Their ability to stay relevant and continue growing in various markets is key to their ongoing success.
Exactly. AMD focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a strong competitor in the semiconductor industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in technology, consumer behavior, and global economic conditions.
Now, let's compare AMD to other companies in the semiconductor industry like Intel, Nvidia, and Qualcomm. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
AMD dynamics are often compared to Intel and Nvidia, its closest competitors in the CPU and GPU markets. AMD's aggressive push for innovation and market share, especially in recent years, has attracted investors looking for growth potential and a challenger to the established leaders. Intel, with its long history and dominant position, appeals to more conservative investors who value stability and established market leadership. Nvidia, on the other hand, has positioned itself as a leader in GPU and AI, attracting investors interested in cutting-edge technology and high growth potential. Qualcomm, which focuses more on mobile and communications technologies, appeals to a different segment of the market. Behavioral finance dynamics at AMD are shaped by its reputation as a rising star and a strong competitor, making it attractive to investors who are looking for both innovation and growth.
And unlike Intel, which has been more focused on maintaining its dominance in the CPU market, AMD's approach of challenging the status quo and offering competitive alternatives has appealed to a different type of investor, one who is interested in disruption and potential upside.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For AMD, the focus on innovation, market disruption, and a strong competitive position provides a unique value proposition in the semiconductor industry.
To sum up, AMD's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their innovation strategies, market adaptations, or their approach to DDI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives AMD's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.